Christian gynecologist, and I think believe he's actually at work today, so we've interrupted you in your working day. Hi, Ansi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you. Now, I've been told you're coming to us live from the operating theatre. Where do you work?
I work at the Clementine Churchill Hospital in Harrow.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, thank you for taking the time, because I know you're very busy. And you're going to tell us about the charity that you set up, which is called Wings of Healing. First of all, what is the charity? What does it do?
The charity is looking after women in Africa. And incidentally, I just was talking to one of my friends. I told him my thoughts of serving in Africa. And it happened that he gave me a contact number of one of the gynecologists in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa. I contacted him about 6 years ago, and he said, you are welcome to come. And since then, I've been visiting Ethiopia twice a year. And we set a camp in a hospital, and we advertise our arrival. And gradually, the number of patients is increasing.
Wow.
And we see about 400 or 500 patients on every mission, which lasts about 12 days. And we tend to be two surgeons and a number of theater nurses and GPs. And the mission is usually between 15 and 20 doctors and nurses.
Wow.
And we have some support teams as well, plumbers, electricians, just in case things go wrong. And we see patients all day long. And that's what we do every day for 12 days.
Fantastic. And how many missions have you done to date?
Eight.
Wow.
And in 3 days, we're doing number 9. And we hope that I will do 3 missions a year as of next year.
That's amazing. And do you go to a different part of Ethiopia each time, or do you go to the same part?
We have been going to Addis Ababa, mainly because we have facilities. The hospitals provide facilities. But on Saturday, we are flying to a place called Worabi. It is a small village, and the government built a new hospital. And this hospital will house us for 12 days. And they already, 2 weeks ago, told me they already 50 patients waiting. So we're hoping to go to different places. Mm-hmm. Ethiopia have very few doctors. There are 92 million people, and the number of doctors is less than 2,000.
What? Why?
they don't have medical schools, not right. As many as, you know, to produce a number of doctors that can look after this population. And they don't have facilities to work, so doctors feel they need to have training abroad. Over 90% of the doctors qualified, they leave the country within 12 months.
That is shocking.
So it is, there are places where there isn't a clean water 24 hours or there are no electricity, so doctors cannot work except if there are facilities. When we travel, we are taking every possible thing that, you know, a theater will need with us. We're carrying it on the airplane. Mm-hmm. With us, and we don't need anything for the hospital to provide. We only need the building.
Yes, so you basically come and you're self-sufficient.
Yes.
You're able to do that. And how, you're a charity, so how do you fund all of that?
Mostly the members of the charity, and we do the odd events of fundraising. We did a dinner, we do a dinner every year or every 6 months. We do some, you know, other events, but most of the time, the members of the trustees are actually, you know, bring most of the money.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And do you find there's a real need then for people out there that they're really suffering without that medical help that we, many of us, take for granted over here?
There's a massive need, and people don't appreciate how much how much needs there are. I saw patients who told me they have like a fibroid or prolapse for 6 years or 7 years or 10 years. Have patients had ovarian cysts, living with it for many years. And the most important resource we need is more doctors and nurses. Human resources are the most precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what can we do to help your charity? Is it a case of giving funds and praying for you as well?
Praying and people coming with us to increase the number of doctors and nurses in the team so we can operate on more patients. Mm-hmm. We usually choose very experienced nurses and clinicians because we have to think out the box. We are not spoiled as much as we are spoiled here. Mm-hmm. We work with a lot less facilities because what we take with us have to be sufficient for the number of patients we see.
Yeah.
So we don't have the luxury of all the spare parts for every instrument. instruments available. No, we take what we take, and it has to be sufficient for the number of patients we see. So we need people that can operate with less facilities.
Yeah.
We need people that, above all, who are loving and kind and care for people, for patients there.
Yes, yes. And if anyone is listening and they are qualified, they might perhaps a doctor or a nurse, or they've got a medical background and they'd really like to join you on your mission and help, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can look at wingsofhealing.org.uk, mm-hmm. and my email will be at the bottom of the homepage. Okay. And they can tell me who they are, and then, you know, give me contact details, and I will contact them. We just have to make sure they can survive the conditions there, because we tend to work from 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock every night, because the number of patients waiting outside the door just will stop you leaving the hospital.
Wow.
Because you can't actually leave. Every time we leave, we say, "What can we treat a few more?"
Oh, I mean, what life-saving work! It's incredible that you're able to go there and to fulfil that need. Do you find with your patients they're coming with the same kind of illnesses, or is there a real range of symptoms and illnesses that you're treating?
They are similar here, but more advanced. Like, there are a lot more cancer cervix, because there's no screening. There's no cervical smears. There's no screening for cancer cervix. There are bigger fibroids, bigger cysts, chronic conditions, because people have not managed to see a doctor.
Yes.
I mean, the average distance people travel to see us is 100 kilometers.
Wow. That's very indicative, isn't it?
Yes, and sometimes that is traveling, is walking, because many people do not have enough money to use public transport, which is actually very scarce anyway.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing work that you're doing. Good luck with the next mission, and we'll all be praying for you as you set off. What was the date that you're going again?
Saturday the 14th.
Saturday the 14th, so this coming Saturday.
And you'll be there for 12 days.
Wonderful. And the website again is wingsofhealing.org.uk. That's wingsofhealing.org.uk. So hopefully you'll get more people supporting you now, and perhaps some more medical staff coming on board as well.
Very kind, Anna. You know, I hope that, you know, the listeners just, you know, volunteer and write to me. Our next mission will be in May.
Uh-huh.
And at the moment we go May and November, mainly because we don't have, the risk of rain is very little.
All right.
And the result, it doesn't affect us, but affects the people who travel a long distance to come to see us. We don't mind working in a hostel because the rain doesn't affect us, but we'll have more patients making the journey if there is no rain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, keep in touch and please let us know how it goes. And
God
we'll speak
bless you,
to you
and bless the work of Premier Radio.
And likewise. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy working day. That is then Dr. Onsi Luga, who is a Christian gynaecologist, talking about his mission and all the brilliant work that he does helping women. And you've heard how great the need is helping women in Ethiopia. So the website again for you then is wingsofhealing.org.uk.
If you need to talk, call Premier Lifeline, the National Christian Helpline, on 0300 111.